We are talking to Jonathan Pye, aka Tom Walker, here on URN. He has got his upcoming tour on Nottingham on 20th of February, called Back to Studio Live Tour, and it's sold out shows in Liverpool, Salford, Brighton, Leeds and Bristol. So, Tom, what can we expect from your upcoming tour?
Jonathan Pye thinks he's on the cusp of greatness. He thinks he's about to become the new Andrew Marr, Robert Peston. Things go awry. It's about offence culture. It's about how we consume the news. It's about how we're obsessed with only following people on Twitter that we agree with. And there's a bit of Tory bashing, there's a bit of Trump bashing, and there's a little bit of lefty bashing as well. There's something for everyone. Everyone gets it in the neck, basically. So, yeah.
Previous interviews, you've mentioned, you know, similarities between your work and that of Ben Elton when he was with Margaret Thatcher.
Well, I think the point I make there is that a lot of the younger generation think that what I'm doing is new or angry political ranting. You go, nah, during the Thatcher years, Alexis Sale, Ben Elton and all of that lot. I'm not sure we're comparable comedically, but I mean, that sort of angry satire, it's not new. Mm. It's coming back because we want answers now. You know, how can Theresa May be in number 10? How can Trump be in the White House? How can we be leaving the EU when we were all so sure that neither of those things were going to happen?
Yeah.
And people want some answers. So I hope Pye doesn't always get it right, by the way. I mean, he sometimes is contrary for the sake of it, or I write him contrary for the sake of it. But satire is about shining a light from things.
It starts a discussion.
Angle. Sorry, say that again.
It starts a discussion by making the videos as well. It starts a discussion and gets people talking.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I do understand why people take it so personally when he says something that they disagree with, because politics is so personal. So it does feel sometimes like a personal attack when someone disagrees with you. But if he can start a debate about something, that has got to be a good thing. I mean, I really like it when someone comes up to me after the show and goes and sort of whispers in my ear rather apologetically, "Oh, I voted Tory." And you go, "Well, that's cool. Did you enjoy the show?" "Yes." Did you laugh? "Yes." "Did you agree with the politics?" "Not much of it." You go, "Well, that's cool. That's fine." It's not just for lefties, the show, I think. If you're interested in politics, there's something for you in there. And as long as you're prepared to be challenged and have your sensibilities knocked around a bit, I hope it's a smart, clever, thought-provoking show. That's what I'm aiming for. But more than anything, funny. I hope that's the overriding thing, that it's really good entertainment.
Mm. Now, I have to ask, it's in numerous of your videos, it, of course, concerns the big matter of Brexit.
Yes.
So have your thoughts changed throughout the negotiations from making the first video to now? Have your thoughts changed at all?
Well, Pye actually is pretty balanced when it comes to Brexit. I often write with a co-writer, Andrew Doyle. I wrote the new show with him. And he is a Leaver, and I am a Remainer. And that's brilliant when writing for politics. It means that Pye can see both sides.
Yeah.
He can understand why people voted to leave, not just because of immigration, not just from a right-wing standpoint, from a lefty socialist standpoint. I understand why many, many people voted to leave, but I also understand pragmatically why people wanted to remain. I think it's not the horror show that many believe, but it's not good. I think I think it's going to cause a lot of people a lot of trouble and make a lot of people poorer for a decade or so. But one wonders in 15 years or so, we might look back and go, do you know what? That wasn't necessarily a bad thing to do. It is extraordinarily complex. It is difficult. I'm not sure the Tories are doing a very good job, but it was a democratic vote, and more people voted differently to me than the way I voted. And I am first and foremost a big believer in democracy, and I do kind of think we do. I can't see how we couldn't leave. We voted pretty overwhelmingly to leave.
I just read recently on, this is from BBC News, that Theresa May in the next 3 weeks will deliver a speech in which she will set out plans for Brexit.
Yep.
Now, in said article, there is actually a subtitle in which the BBC asks, will Brexit happen? Do you believe that this negotiation period, the preparation, has been going on too long, that
That's really the problem with Brexit, is that no one ever thought it would actually happen, and therefore there weren't any plans in place.
Yeah.
But there was a leaflet that went through every household's door, and on the ballot paper it said, "We will implement what you decide."
Yeah.
It was pretty clear to everybody, it has to be said, that who went into that voting booth, that whoever got the most votes, that would happen. It was a surprise, it was a shock to many, but I cannot see how you couldn't, in one form or another, how we can stay in the EU, whether you agree with it or not. That's democracy.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't always go the way you want it to, but that's kind of the beauty of it.
No, it's not planned, is it?
No, it's not, you know.
How does it feel that for some people your videos are their main source of political opinion?
That's really scary.
Yeah.
I find it very odd when someone comes up to me and goes, "I agree with everything Pi says." It's like, you really shouldn't. You know, he gets it wrong. He oversimplifies things. He contradicts himself from one week to another. I often will write something, say, about women's rights and purposefully make him undermine it by saying a stupid joke that could be construed as misogynistic, and you go, because that's what real people do. So he doesn't always get it right, but if it's creating debate and if it's making people look at complex issues in a new light, then that's great. But more than anything, I hope it's entertaining, and I hope people laugh and enjoy the colourful language. Sometimes it can just be that simple.
Now, I know we've touched on it, but I have to readdress it again, because with over 1 million likes on Facebook and millions of views on YouTube, and in your own words, I just put a video up on YouTube one day and that went bonkers. Can you just, like, describe to us, because this is, we have no idea, like, how important has the role of social media and YouTube been in getting your name out and gaining such stardom?
Well, Pi wouldn't exist without YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
He wouldn't exist. This couldn't have happened 20 years ago. And you know, I have managed to sell out a tour last year, and it looks like I'm selling out a tour this year just with my Facebook and Twitter followers. I don't have to.
It's amazing.
I'm not on the TV, and it's different to how it was. So it's been incredible. And I think, you know, in my 20s and everything, I think you kind of expect the world to owe you a living a bit, you know. But I could see 40 coming over the hill, and suddenly this life threw me a bone, and I ran with it. And three years later, here I am, and I'm so glad that I was able to see this opportunity for what it was. But it is the modern world, the modern age is what's managed to get it to work for me.
Yeah.
But what's interesting as well, I'm about to spend my new live show talking about the evils of social media. So, you know, so I'm having my cake and eating it, really.
Yeah. So in the time where Donald Trump was just about to start running for president and Brexit was made into reality, it was perceived as one of the most intense periods in the last 50 years. Would you agree with that statement? Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the worse the world gets, the better my career does. So, it's been an interesting time, you know. And I mean, Trump, I still can't quite. I mean, I think you probably have gathered, when it came to Brexit, I got over that within a couple of days.
Yeah.
You just go, okay, well, that's what happened. I don't agree with it, but fine. Trump, I still have trouble believing.
New material every day.
Yeah.
He kind of does the work for you. That's right. So all you actually have. I mean, I wrote quite a large set piece about Trump for the new live show, and I've actually cut it back to about 5 minutes now, because all you really can do is just read his tweets out and go, the man can't spell, and he's in charge of the nuclear code.
Yeah.
There's not a huge amount more you can do. He does it for you. He's self-satirizing. So he's actually a bit difficult to write for, in a way, because it just keeps coming. But, you know, Brexit and the Tories and they keep throwing me material, so you know it is ripe, it is rich, and people are interested in politics again, which is great, you know.
I'll just leave it to our final question. I'll make it quick.
Yes.
You retweeted a tweet by Stephen Fry in which he was referring to a story which basically he was trying to say that people are being desensitized from big stories, etc., that maybe the news don't cover, etc. Do you believe it's the people or the news outlets or both that have possibly led to this desensitization of the public?
A bit of both, really. You know, I think, you know, the rolling news means news is news for about 3 minutes, and then what's next, what's next, what's next. But I also think social media, we consume the news like it's entertainment now. We consume only the news that we agree with. We just read The Guardian, or we just read The Telegraph. I try and read, three or four opposing papers every week, and just because I'm not politically aligned with them doesn't mean they haven't got something to say. Mm. You know, like I say, I follow people I disagree with on Twitter. I mean, this will go down not particularly well. I follow Breitbart on because I want, and I read the Daily Mail, because if I'm going to slag it off, I need to know it's as bad as people say it is, and trust me, it is. But, but I'm not going to. I need to double check that it's awful sometimes, you know. So I think people need to widen their horizons and read things that they don't agree with. A bit more.
Yeah, I completely agree. Thank you so much for talking to you again today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.